This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Quick shout out. So we have at the house, there are four of us that live there, and then my daughter on and off. So five, I guess, total.
Gord.
And Gord. I was talking about humans.
He is.
He's not. He's a dog. You decided to tackle the basement where Grant, who used to do the show with us, now he's on the locker room on Cruise FM across the hall from us here at work. He lives in the basement. You decided to pimp out. Is that a fair way to word it?
Glow up.
I like pimp out more.
Okay, yeah.
Pimp out his little basement area because it was pretty much random shoes, just one of each, the ones that Gord hasn't chewed, some like dead skin.
Dust. Well, that is dead skin, essentially.
That's pretty much all that was down there. A couple ratty couches.
Ratty couches, no pictures on the walls. In fact, there were like too many couches, so one of them was just covering up the beautiful fireplace. It was in the way.
Yeah.
So I tackled it last night.
By yourself?
Took me 2 hours.
Moving couches.
I filled up the vacuum twice, just so you know.
Yeah. No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
And it's a small space.
Yeah.
12 by 12.
Yep, twice. That's how disgusting it was down there.
Nasty.
The amount of things I found that were just moldy or half chewed up or useless or just garbage in general.
Give us an example of something you found that was moldy.
There's like a beer tap thing, like a portable,
mini keg holder.
Mold. Inside.
Well, you can wash it out. You didn't throw it out.
No, it's nasty mold. It's gone.
You threw it out.
It has to go. I didn't throw it out yet, but it's got to go. You're going to reuse the moldy beer holder?
You just got to clean it.
Disgusting.
See, this is the difference between guys and girls. You know what you're good at? Glowing up a basement, as you worded it. You know what we're good at?
Figuring out ways to use things that are moldy.
Yes. And this little girl, 11-year-old named Layla Anderson, has been motivating the St. Louis Blues. We're going into Game 7 tonight at the Stanley Cup Final against the Boston Bruins. She has a rare life-threatening immune disease called HLH, resulting in the body making too many immune cells, and has been struggling. And one of the things that gets her through day-to-day is like a wild love for the St. Louis Blues. So the team knew about her. She was on their radar for sure. And all the players just love rallying around her. They said it's really like given them a grasp that hockey is just a game, but the fact that they get to play a game and watch this little girl feel confident because of it and things
cool.
like that just goes a lot further than just hockey, right? Anyway, they made an announcement on Twitter yesterday, the St. Louis Blues. This is Layla's mom talking to her.
All right, if you could watch the game anywhere in the world tomorrow, where would you watch your boys play Game 7?
Boston.
What if I told you the Blues called and they want you at the game?
What? How?
Doctor said it's okay.
No, he didn't. Mommy, no, he didn't. Oh my God! I'm going to Boston. Oh my God. I love you.
I love you too.
No.
Whew.
It's too much. Yeah. I love it though.
She's such a beautiful little girl.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
It's amazing how these kinds of things, too, can really change a person's spirit entirely, which then can have such a massive effect on healing and fighting diseases like this.
And you said Layla's 11?
Yeah.
She's wise beyond her years. Like, she sounds so mature.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool. Good for her.
So I think I'm hoping for the Blues tonight.
I think so.
I hate Marchand and this story now.
Tell me something good.
He's a player on the Bruins.
I figured.
He's a turd.
The best day of the week.
Yeah.
You know.
Other than Friday and Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday.
Other than that, best day of the week. Listen, we've all been on a bad date. We've had a weird experience. Something odd happens.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to contribute.
Please do. Yes.
I was on a date with a girl. She like looked hardcore.
You love that. You like the harsh, that's a bad word to use.
You usually use the word trashy.
No. Well, no. Harsh eyeliner. You know what I mean? Everyone knows what I mean, right?
I think that like black hair with the one blonde chunk is still hot.
What?
Yeah, like that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, So I'm on a date with a girl who's like the most hardcore out of any girl I've ever been on a date with.
She looks like an extra from Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, exactly.
You got so excited there. Yes!
She was hot. Anyway, didn't know, but turns out that she was like in a biker gang. And there was, by the end of the night, there was like four guys that were trying to pay people to put me in the hospital.
Oh, good.
And I had no idea. Like, if I would have known.
See, that's why when you are going on a first date, you never know what's going to happen.
Luckily, I didn't end up in the hospital.
That's good.
Yeah.
Aranda wrote in saying, I went on a first date and the guy kept taking calls from his ex-wife.
Ugh.
They were fighting about money and their kids. Yeah. Great start.
Yeah, you might want to, like, put your phone on silent. What happened?
I'm 46 years old, so I went on online dating. And then I had met this person, so we had went out to lunch. So, of course, I volunteered to pay for my own lunch. The lady was coming, so I put my credit card on the table. And then it just so happened that someone I knew had came by. So it was like, oh, my God, hey, and, you know, whatever, and hugged her. Here, a week later, I got about, I'm going to say, I think it was like 16 notifications from Amazon. He decided to go shopping with my credit card.
What?
Yeah.
That's a really good idea, actually.
Yeah, get someone to distract them while their credit card. No, just kidding. Ken wrote in saying, we met at a local coffee place where she attempted to convert me to Scientology.
No.
Yep. I walked her to the bar she was going to afterwards where her friends were outside and they started giving me the third degree about when I was going to come to the Scientology place to take some tests and find enlightenment.
If you haven't watched the Scientology documentary on Netflix yet, the lady from, do you remember her name? From King of Queens she was on?
Yep.
Anyway, she was in Scientology and then had to get out of it, and it is an incredible documentary.
Yeah, I agree with that. Lee wrote in about her weird date. Went on a first date with a guy. He cooked hash browns. He said I could have a plate of the hash browns if I hooked up with him.
No!
I've never run out of someone's basement so fast.
After she had the hash browns?
No, she says I'm not that desperate for hash browns.
I mean, a steak maybe, right?
Ashley says, I once met a guy from an online site. He showed up with his 8-year-old daughter. Surprise, haha. She hated me and she told me so.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, probably not a good idea for the first date. I wouldn't want my daughter to meet someone I was dating until like the 8th date. You know what I mean?
Imagine if your daughter looked at a love interest and was just like, I hate you.
I could totally see her doing that. Think you have the perfect combination for a gift for Father's Day? Try me.
Listen, I get it. A lot of people forgot it's Father's Day on Sunday because Shawn Mendes is going to be here. I understand.
Is that a thing?
Priorities.
All right.
All dads are softies.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they hide it with this hardcore shell. You know, the only time they reach out to you is to ask you if you've gotten an oil change lately. But
that means they love you.
It yeah. does. Mm-hmm. But no, my dad, he has like a number one dad mug and he uses it all the time. It can be something as cheap as a $10 mug.
Yeah, like I think dads of daughters especially are totally down for like tacky, heartfelt stuff like that. Like I would wear a shirt with number one dad on it or
for
like
sure.
a picture of my daughter giving the thumbs up. Hint.
Hint, hint. No, but I didn't even get my dad that mug. It was my sister.
Oh,
but,
what's your perfect combination? Think you have it?
So I think it needs to be like a round of golf, dinner at the keg or something.
Okay.
And then like whiskey or coffee.
Whoa,
that is a
pretty good
If they're a big coffee connoisseur, you get them some good beans that you found from a local coffee shop. Hashtag support local.
No, the whiskey was a better idea.
Oh.
Whiskey and like, do you go golfing with them?
Yes.
So that's what you're doing for your dad.
I am. Yeah, I'm taking my dad to a golf tournament on Saturday. So
I think that's awesome. And that's like, I'm taking my daughter out golfing all the time in hopes to have moments like that when she's an adult. Honestly, yeah, that's pretty special.
What are you doing for your father? He lives in Victoria though, so is it just a phone call?
No, I owe him $31,000.
You own $31,000?
I owe him $31,000, so I'm paying back $6,000 of that just to like let him know. Still, no, I owe you that money, Dad. Here's some of it in a card. Just trust me. He'll be jacked.
No, but you know what? Don't even get your dad a card because you know what? They're $7. He'd rather take the $7.
So give him $6,000 and $7?
Yeah.
So the American women national soccer team won 13-0 over Thailand in their debut in the World Cup.
So Thailand has never played in this league, but obviously the U.S. has.
Yeah, so U.S. is ranked number one in the world.
Okay.
They won the last World Cup.
Wow, that's so intimidating for Thailand's first game.
That was here in Edmonton the last time the Women's World Cup shook down. Yeah, it is intimidating. And you know what? You're going to lose 13-0. So be it. But the issue is, a lot of fans agree, the U.S. overdid it on their celebration. It was ridiculous.
Like, celebrate the first time, and maybe the second and the third and the fourth, but not the 13th time.
Yeah, and I get it if it's like your first ever World Cup goal.
Yeah, that's fun.
You know, or like the fact that the one girl scored 5 goals and broke a record. That, you know, like you can be pumped about that.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they're like sliding, running out on the field, jumping and wrapping their legs around each other like they just won it all. So we wanted to talk about times in your life at 780-784-7107 that you've maybe overdone it a bit with the celebration. I mean, I'm a bit of a gloater.
Oh, are you ever? You're the most competitive person I've ever met. Like, you, if you were an American,
yeah,
you would have been pumped that they were celebrating every single goal.
I would have been running and sliding on my knees in the living room after every goal.
You'd be defending them on Twitter. You name it.
Come on.
It's true.
Times you've overdone it. What do you got for us?
I play softball, and last year we were in a really non-competitive league, and I don't hit that well, but I managed to hit a cycle, which I love to talk about.
Oh, so like a single, a double, a triple, and a home run.
Yes, but all in one game.
Wow, that's impressive.
So this year when I rocked up to my new team and new season, I was like, this is what I do. Like, I've gotten a cycle, got about 2 home runs last year, and then, like, struck out 3 times in that game.
Selena Gomez announced that she has new music coming. That's really exciting because she's been absent on social media for quite some time. I mean, she'll log in every once in a while to do like a post, a sponsored post for like Puma or whoever it is that she's working with. But she did take a step away just to look after herself. I mean, we all got to do that every once in a while. Imagine being a celebrity and having to read the comment section underneath your post. No thanks.
Yeah, you watch what it actually does in the long run too, with things like Bieber's little rant on Twitter picking fights with dudes that are 31 years older than him, and Britney Spears lately. It's just the wear and tear of being a celebrity, and it's pretty easy to say like, oh yeah, I could handle it if I made that much money. But I think we've learned over the years money isn't everything.
Nope.
Mental health is pretty concerning, so it's good to see that Selena's taking that time and will make a comeback. Jon Stewart joined a group of September 11th first responders on Capitol Hill yesterday to push lawmakers to vote in favor of legislation replenishing the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. In other words, that was running dry. They had money for these people that were first responders that, due to the dust, due to the air quality after responding to 9/11, were dealing with lingering health issues that could claim a lot of their lives.
Yeah, like he was saying, like, these people could be dead in 5 years. Make a change. Why aren't they getting the health benefits that you're getting, Congress?
And it was one of the most powerful speeches I've ever heard. Here's part of it.
Your indifference costs these men and women their most valuable commodity. Time. It's the one thing they're running out of.
If you get a chance to go and watch the full thing, I think it's one of the most powerful speeches I've ever heard.
We'll retweet it from Hot 107 Edmonton.
Sure. Sounds good.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded. The official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.